Denmark is code blue. Leo, we're back on the Airtime Podcast, and this week we have quite a storm approaching Denmark today. What are you seeing on the forecast?
It's not blue anymore. It's something that like goes into a color that I haven't ever seen before on a forecast map. It goes from pink to like this bluish, and then it goes into no man's land. So that's where we're at. Really strong.
This is the windy map, windy.com. They do a great animated forecast of the wind. A lot of our top riders were out in Denmark on that northern coast. We've seen European records set there. We've seen Woo World's records set there. Who do you have your eye on this week, Leo, for a big score?
Well, I mean, there's the usual names, right? You just go down the Woo Leaderboards. Jamie Overbeek is there. Martin Hager is there. Joshua Emmanuel is there. I'm also very curious and surprised on who else is going to pitch up. Sometimes these storms have the tendency to catapult names up on the rankings that we haven't heard before. And I think some of the riders there, Martin and Joshua for sure, rose through the ranks of Woo, and they were once in a position where they became big names in the kiteboarding industry in a storm like this. So I'm curious to see some new names on the leaderboard.
I remember there was one session in 2021 at the same forecast, same spot, where we saw Aaron Hadlow jump 34 meters. We saw Evan Klein crack 30 meters, Stein Koster. All these guys can get up there. So it's just a matter of who's the bravest today and tomorrow.
It's the kind of situation where, you know, you get all of a sudden you get a whole bunch of text messages from people all around you and asking for things. And so the hype has been building for a few days now. I think the conditions from what I've heard are even better than they were 2 years ago during also cold Hawaii, when Aaron Hadlow had this massive Worlds jump that won him the jackpot. So from all I've heard, it's even better this year. Bigger waves and potentially even heavier winds. So
I think we heard from Joanna on the team call that the kite surf, what's the event called? The kite surf masters?
Kite surf masters, yes. St. Peter Ording, yeah.
All these guys are there to represent their sponsors, their brands at the trade show. Few miles north, they're seeing this forecast come in. So a lot of them are ditching their duties in the tents and going for what will hopefully be a huge session.
You don't get these storms often. And this is, I think you called it earlier on the team call, Cape Town 2.0.
Yeah, European soil. We'll see who shows up. You know, when this stuff happens on our side, we're just trying to make sure that the Woo platform is ready to go for days like this. And currently, we're kind of in the middle of rolling out a new product, the Woo 4.0. But we also have all of the riders tomorrow and today on the Woo 3.0. So we actually put an update live last night to try to make sure that they'll have the best experience. This is an automatic update that you get right in the Woo app. Any notes on that, Leo, that they should be aware of?
Yeah, so definitely if you have the opportunity, update. As we talked about in some of the podcasts earlier, we're working through one issue that we're kind of banging our head against the wall right now. And it's seemingly getting to a point where it's certainly not the code that we run on the Woo device. Some other issue with either compiling it or something lower level in the process of firmware. So something that we have to work out, but we made quite some strides with it. And this update kind of puts you on the latest and best state of everything we have. And so it's the perfect setup to gear up for a big storm like this and be ready to bust out some big scores.
Yeah, excited to see it. So yeah, we've seen a few 25 meter jumps coming in from Northern Germany. I'll do a quick refresh to double check, but I think tomorrow's the day. Tuesday, keep an eye out. There's going to be some heavy hitters on the Woo leaderboards. If you want to get on that global top 15 leaderboard, that daily leaderboard, right now the cutoff is 20.8 meters. So,
oh gosh,
it's going to be a spicy one today and tomorrow.
You know, tomorrow, maybe the first day, I reckon it's the first day ever where we see where you'd have to get like above 30. I don't know. I mean, you know, everything is pointing towards a really, really crazy day. There's a whole bunch of guys up there pushing really, really hard. So, you know, the regular dynamic when a big day like this happens, guys download the scores and they keep it on the phone for a bit.
Well, we're not in Woo Worlds right now. So I guess the question would be, when is that time cutoff for the daily leaderboard email?
That is midnight UTC. But say, for example, tomorrow I have a 35.9 meter world record session on my phone. Am I going to post it right away with the risk that someone else, you know, kind of tops me later on? Am I going to wait? So we've seen this dynamic play out back then with Kevin Langeray, wasn't it? That he posted a 22.9.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, back some decades ago in Cape Town. And then Aaron Hadlow waited till, you know, late at night, had a little pizza and probably a little beer.
Gave him a couple hours to enjoy himself and then one upped him. Yeah, we could definitely see that. I always enjoy when guys post kind of throughout the day,
right?
Because it's just fun to follow. Like we'll see that in, you know, from guys like Jason Vanderspy, they'll go out, they'll post their morning session, and then they'll post their afternoon session, and it's just fun to see how the day progresses. But yeah, tomorrow's going to be a special one. So
yep,
if you're going out today or tomorrow, if you're listening to this podcast, the advice would be make sure you connect your Woo ahead of the session to your phone. You'll see an update that'll just make sure you have the best experience out there. That's kind of our recommendation. So when you go out for a session, connect to the phone. You'll see your battery percentage. You'll see if there's a firmware update.
Right. And another important thing that actually happens when you connect the Woo to the phone is that the clock is set. Not that it should matter big time, but if it was out of battery at one point, it's always good to do that. So you get an accurate clock as well.
Other news from Woo HQ. We've obviously got the 4.0 getting ready to ship. Leo, you mentioned on the call today with the team that we're on track. Usually no news is good news. Anything else to report there?
No, not really. In that sense, really, as you said, Arlen, no news is good news, even though there's tons of news, but they're all kind of pointing towards everything going to plan. And so that's good. We're in the phase already of testing the new batteries that we will implement into the 4.0. So they're already being tested. The firmware for it is already developed. And actually, the first printed circuit boards, so the little electronic boards that go into the Woo 4.0, are being assembled as we speak. So Everything is moving along. And of course, given everything, we cannot wait to get those out in the field because, yeah, so excited about them, put a lot of hard work into them, and can't wait to get them into people's hands.
That's great. Today's Monday. We might have to do a little follow-up episode, Leo, after this storm. Do you have any predictions? Who's your horse for highest jump?
Ooh. If I'd have to bet, I've seen Martin Hager recently, and he really beefed up. You've seen Joshua go huge in Cape Town. And Martin really, really got in excellent shape. I have a feeling that he is also very motivated to take back the world record from Jamie. So if I'd had to put my money somewhere, it'd probably be that.
All right, Leo's going Martin Hager. I'll go Stein Koster. I think his buddy, his travel partner. Stein and I have taken a few sessions together. I always enjoy watching him ride. He's another really strong young guy that just loves to load up those Elevate kites. And I don't know, they've always performed well. So I'm excited to see what he can throw down.
Plus that instantly brings up the visual of his video where he won second place in the 2021 Woo Worlds video contest.
Right.
That was a ginormous boost. So yes, you've got a point there.
He's got experience at the spot. I'm sure he thinks about that session every time he's doing leg day. So here we go. Stein Koster. Yeah, right now for the daily leaderboard, you know, the cutoff is 20.8 meters. We have three guys on Team Wolfs in that top seven. So
yeah, speaking of teams, right? There's we talked about it in the last episode, I believe. Maybe there's some conversations on the beach tomorrow. Who knows?
No one over 25 meters in that group, all kind of like 25, 23, 23, but solid, solid scores. They're always a team that finishes in that top five for team highest jump. So it's a preview for Woo Worlds tomorrow. Where's Lewis? Where's Lewis Crathern? We need him on the phone.
He'd be perfect on the beach. Can we just get him over there for a day or something?
Lewis. All right. Well, talk to you soon, Leo.
Talk soon, Arlen. It'll be not long from now.